Yeah, structurally, the mitzvah is really a chavas bias. So therefore, you wouldn't do it by mezuzah like you do by Hanukkah. But simultaneously, there's a kiyum gavra. So the question is, do you go by the kiyum gavra or by the structure of the mitzvah? Okay. In other words, now Hanukkah is a chavas gavra, but the kiyum can only take place through the vehicle of bias. But in mezuzah, it's different. The bias is the entity which is machayev in mezuzah halachically. Even though there's a kiyum gavra, when every walks in, he walks out. But the question is, would Chazal be mesaken, even though it's a tremendous kiyum, it's a significant kiyum, it's the kiyum of everything, it's Yichud Hashem, but nevertheless, since the structure of the mitzvah is that the bias is machayev, so the Chachamim didn't create a bracha. Or do I say no? Because the Chavas Gavra over here is so intrinsic and significant for the Gavra, so they made a bracha even if you don't have a bias. That's the question. Okay. I mean, some guys wanted to say yesterday that maybe mezuzah is really a Chavas Gavra, but you need a bias for Kiyam. It's hard for me to see it that way. It seems clear that the mezuzah is a chavas bias. You need the bias we have in mezuzah. Even though
the Rambam listed among, I think, among those mitzvahs that he considers rishus.
Yes, that's right.
So therefore, it's the bias of the mechayev.
Yeah, the Rambam does list it that way. That's why he says, when he lists the 16, he says, because most people have bought them. Okay? But still, he enunciates the Chavas Gavra that its mitzvahs are called tamid. As if to say that philosophically, the Torah's objective was that everyone should have this kiyum. The objective of the Torah is clear that everyone should have this kiyum. But the structure of the mitzvah is still the Chavas bias. So Tosfos says that if you're going to answer the second answer, that it's because of the chelak mitzvah, so then you're going to have to deal with the problem of mezuzah. Okay? But if you hold from the first teretz, you don't, it's not an issue. So Tosfos mentions that because that's part of the way of thinking, that if you can simply avoid the problem, so it's like Occam's razor. You just what you want, a svara that avoids all problems. It's a superior svara. Has a superiority in terms of its formulation. Okay, Tosfos is saying that over here, they wanted you to have a part of the mitzvah, so they suspended the necessity for making a birchas on mitzvah only if you're actively involved in the maisa mitzvah. Okay, that's what he says. They suspended that requirement. Okay,
that's it. Just tangentially, according to the...
Very interesting. What Aaron's asking is, how do you say the Shechiyano? So there's a tshuvas for Rambam on Shechiyano, but he doesn't. I went through all the tshuvas. Doesn't really. I think it's Reish Chof Beis, or Reish Chof Beis is the other one.
Yeah, what's the problem?
It's in the. The problem is Shechiyano. The Rambam says you have to make b'shas asiyah, b'shas asiyah sasukah, b'shas kiyum mitzvah. But over here, the roa could make Shechiyano. How could he do it? That's a good question. He doesn't give you any hint to how it works.
But he lists Nechanik.
But he lists Nechanik as one of the things to do with Asiya.
Right.
In that
chapter. Yeah, in the Mishnah Torah itself.
It's an interesting thing, but the last part of the Tosfos gives you an eye-opener on the whole Tosfos. What's the eye-opener? So it's amazing how it shows you how cryptically the Tosfos is written.
Yeah, I didn't say, I didn't know.
Well, somebody asked the question yesterday. They said, which bracha should the person make when he sees mitzvahs lulav? How are you going to define it? I don't know, whatever. Shas asiyah, he sees lulav, I don't know. But the thing is, So I said at the time, let's leave this question though. And it turns out that now Taisus addresses this issue.
Oh, I understand.
It's an interesting thing, but you see that Taisus addresses the issue later over here. But all along he's been assuming what? He's been assuming that it would have been a different bracha that they would have been misakin. Not that if the person saw the lulav that he'd make a shekir shalom as to his van al tiras lulav. Right?
Isn't this last part of mezuzah?
No. He's not talking about mezuzah. He's saying that the another answer that you can't be mevarech a bracha that the osa mitzvah is not mevarech. Meaning that by lulav, if they would make a birkas aria, it would have they'd have to misaken a new text, which would be appropriate for that. But by Ner Chanukah, they don't have to misaken a new text because she'osu nishim lavoseinu is a perfect text, and that's the text that the mevorech actually uses. So Taisva says they can't create a new text for a roa esa mitzvah. So only when you have a text that's readily available can you utilize it. Can the Chachamim utilize that same text for the row? Okay, that's what Taisa says. So now you see that all along, what you asked me yesterday, I didn't want to answer then, I want to wait for this part of Taisa, because this part of Taisa gives it, it appears naturally. So in the Taisa. So Taisa is saying, now you understand what he was saying all along. That he didn't really say, he held that the Roes, Lulav, they would have made another bracha. What they would have made, I don't know. But it doesn't bother him. It doesn't bother him. We know they didn't make it, and that's it. But now he's saying they couldn't make it. Because you can't make a bracha that's inappropriate for the Roeh. And that would be the Birkas HaMitzvah that the Osa HaMitzvah does, be inappropriate. So you have to have a different text. And you can't have a text made up, contrived, that is not really a text already that's part of the Maisa HaMitzvah. Okay, that's what Taisa says. Why? Yeah. You see, the Taisa is with the second Teretz. If Taisa is going with the second Teretz, it's very good. Why? Because the second Teretz says that why did they make Sh'asa Nisim? Because they wanted him to have a chelik of the mitzvah. So that's only a bracha. That's ne'emeres im ha-mitzvah. Because that's already, now you're giving him with the dibur a chelik of the mitzvah. But to introduce a new text, it's not nothing to do with the mitzvah itself. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah. So they couldn't do it. But by Sh'asa Nisim, they were able to, because Sh'asa Nisim is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And over there you have two brachos. You have a bracha on the Maisa Asiyah, and a bracha on the Inyan HaMitzvah, Tam HaMitzvah, Inyan HaMitzvah, whatever you want to say. So there it's fine. That's Taisa's answer. I mean, this Teretz, of course, would answer the problem of Mezuzah. Okay, so Pashtus, I mean, it's easiest, straightest to learn the Taisvus according to the second Teretz. That's the Chelek HaMitzvah. Okay. See, that's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. From a logical standpoint, your question is a good question, but from a logical standpoint, it's not insurmountable. Because we're dealing with two things. You see, it's like we got caught in a trap. That if you're going to say it's a Birkas HaRoa, right? So then it's a Birkas HaRoa. So what good does it do if he was Yotzei the Mitzvah?
Right, doesn't play
well. If you're going to say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so how do you have a Birkas HaRoa when he doesn't do the Mitzvah?
Right.
Mamonosh, you could.
Yeah,
right.
That was the question.
But I said yesterday, it's not a logical court. You're not caught logically. Because one thing has nothing to do with the other. In other words, to say that once you mekayim the mitzvah, and the brachas won their merits and my mitzvah, that this is all attributed to you, and you can't be mevarach anymore. That's one idea. That you yotzei the mitzvah, and now you can't say the brachas on mitzvah anymore once you yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, that's one. That's positing one. That doesn't mean that it's impossible to have another bracha that the chachamim were misaken when you don't do the mitzvah. All he's saying is that when you have the kiyam on mitzvah, the birchas on mitzvah now is impossible. Okay, so yeah, I didn't put it well just before, so it's just you got to have a little patience over here with me. But the thing is like this. What I'm saying is that Mendy's kasha is a good kasha, but it's not a logical kasha. Not logically insurmountable. Because you can hold the idea that once you yotzei the mitzvah, you can't make a birchas a mitzvah anymore, because you yotzei the mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. Now you want to say that you should make a birchas a roa. But the birkas aroa, just because they're a mesakein birkas aroa, doesn't mean that you can make it if you yotzei the mitzvah. That's a separate thing. But now I'm going to show you how it spells out in theory, nicely. You know, when I say it in abstract, it's not a logical contradiction. It's hard to hear because your mind keeps looking for the theory. But when you see the theory, you'll see exactly how it works out, and now you can see it really logically, it was not insurmountable. Okay? The theory now is like this, that the Chachomim, I'm taking the second Tarsentesis, that the Chachomim were misakein over here, that he should have a chelik of the mitzvah. So that's why they were misakein she'osanisim, because everybody doesn't have a bias. And they wanted him to have a chelik of the mitzvah because he can't. He's unfortunate. He can't do it. He doesn't have the vehicle with which to do it. So they gave him a chelik of the mitzvah by the amiras habracha. That's a chelik of the mitzvah. But now I'll ask you a question: if he was yotzei the mitzvah, can he make the bracha? Absolutely not. Because the only reason they gave him that bracha was because he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. And they wanted him to have a component of the mitzvah. But now if he's yotzei the mitzvah, he certainly can't do it. Because he was yotzei the mitzvah b'shnei Musa. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, now with the svara, it's easier to see just the logic itself. But what I was saying logically yesterday is true. Only your mind has a hard time seeing it because you don't have what svara, what qualitative idea to put in there. But what I was saying yesterday is that from a purely logical standpoint, just because you can't make a bracha after you made the mitzvah doesn't mean that of necessity, if they're on the sakin a bracha for the roa, that you can do it. Yeah, that's a separate question. Can you do that bracha once you're mekayim the mitzvah? And now you see, but your mind gets stuck there because it looks at it as a separate brachas aroa. So now I'm aroa too. But logically it's not true, because logically you could say, well, yeah, the only time you can make that brachas aroa is if you're aroa and you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. But once you're mekayim the mitzvah, now you can't do it. But now when we supply the theory, it's very easy to see the logic. Because the theory now is that what? That they wanted to give him a chelik of the mitzvah. So now you understand very well why the Rashba says that if you're mekayim the mitzvah, you can't do this bracha. This bracha is for those who are unable to be mekayim the mitzvah. So they were mesakin to give him a chelik of the mitzvah through amiras habracha. But if you were yotzei, you can't do that because you have the mitzvah already.
It's only to help you partake, but if you already partake...
Exactly. That's the Rashba. Okay?
So are you chayef to go see if you don't...
Yeah, so it comes out that you really can't understand the Rashba unless you learn the stasis. It's interesting. But But everybody gets caught by it in the Rosh Bar, because you want to make it into a Birkas HaMetz, so then you get caught with Mendy's question from the Roa. Right. And if you make it into a Birkas HaRoa, so then you caught, what is he saying that you did the mitzvah? But with this, but logically, like I said, it's not a kasha. But with this structure, you see why. But what I'm trying to show you at the same time is that you have to be cautious logically when you learn. That even if you don't have the svara, you have to be cautious in terms of setting up your pure logic. That if it's not a logical contradiction, you shouldn't be confused because you don't have the svara yet and make it into a logical contradiction. This is one case where you can really see this. And it's something that you can learn from this area, in Derech in general. That that's the Marsha's genius. Marsha's genius is his logic. He just sets up the pure logical structure. Okay, so Kivega's like that too. He was like a Talmud of Marsha. He calls him the Mefarash HaGadol. So he was also like on the pure logical structural plane. That's why the Rav one time said, you can't answer every key Vegas kashas unless you change the premises, because logically he's sound as could be. Okay? But here is a beautiful case where you could see the difference between logic and svara, and you shouldn't allow one to interfere with the other. I don't have the svara, I don't know. That's why I said before, don't let the question bother you. You have a question, let's go further. Okay? Let's go further. Let's be sure with what we've got first. Okay, before we start speculating. That's an important component of the derech of Torah Shabbat and the derech of thinking in general. In general. Any area you're going to take, you're going to have the same approach. Okay? It would seem a Dava Pashat. Marshall's question was, what if the person didn't have the opportunity, he didn't have a bias, and suddenly he has a bias, whatever reason. So would he make the Sha'asan Nisim a second time? Pashtus, yes, because the Sha'asan Nisim is primarily a Birkas HaMitzvah. So even though they gave him a chelik of the mitzvah, and they created a secondary phenomenon of participating and partaking of the mitzvah, but now when he has the primary system says you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, you're chayav in Sha'asan Nisim, because it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah, Ken's question was, if the person forgot to make the Sha'asan Nisim when he lit, can he make it later as a roah? So the answer is, what would the Rajba say? No. Because he would say the mitzvah already. Too late. Yeah, but by Megillah is different, because by Megillah you're already Osik and Pearson when you Karech Kigeris. So therefore, you make all the brachas after you Karech Kigeris. And you're involved already, it's already like, it's over Lassi Yosef, because you didn't do the Maisa Kriya, but you're involved already in the Kriya. And you want to make the bracha immediately before Kriya, and also, in order to be matir the bracha of according to those shittas that hold it's a birkas haroa, over here you have to be osik in the mitzvah. But by Ner Chanukah there's nothing, unless he lights the candle first. Mm-hmm. So they would hold you make the bracha lahavik, light the candle, and then make shas nisuk. Mm-hmm. So Chaim apparently held that when you're really caught, that he paskin like those that hold it's a birkas HaMitzvah. Because he said the first night you'd say all the brachas first. Like those shittas. The second night, since you can satisfy both, so he holds you say the Sha'asan Nisim after you let.
Yeah.
Ubefischo Omdu Kolam by Ezra. When they opened the Sefer Torah, everybody stood up. When he opened it. So opening it is a chelik of the mitzvah. So the Rav one time said a beautiful pshat, plain pshat, but it's a beautiful pshat. He says, why does the Gemara always say Pasach v'Amar?
Right.
Why doesn't it just say Amar?
Right.
Pasach v'yama. So he said, because in Torah Shebichsav, you have to open it up. Opening it up is part of the mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav. So when they learned Torah Shebichsav, and then they darshened Torah Shebal Peh. But Torah Shebichsav, you can't read Bal Peh. So they had to have the Torah Shebichsav right there, and that's why it says Pasach v'yama.
Interesting.
He opened the Torah Shebichsav, and he had the source, and then he darshan the Torah Shebal Peh.
Really?
That's what he said, yeah.
Right.
Right, right. Because Torah Shebichsav, he had Torah Shebalom Bal Peh, so they had to have a Sefer Torah there. And they learned. So it's Pasach v'yama. Nice, man. All right, so in the Parador, there's a tshuva from the Rambam in Reshit Aleph, and it's in the green ones, it's in the second volume, in Resh Chaf Beis. So the only thing is, the only thing I could say is, I don't think anybody understands the tshuva, because you have two gersos and three pshatim. One gersa is that he had it's dealing with other batim. So then either you have to say the Rambam held, if a guy has two batim, he has to lighten every bias. He has a country house, he has to run to the country or something like that. Sounds strange. And the other way is that he's lighting it for other people. But then you have a problem that Rambam says, if you have mind, you don't make the other bracha. You don't make the brachas. So it comes out, he lights it for the second group. Apparently, for some reason, they can't light themselves, so he doesn't make the, they never hear the brachas. It's strange. And if you say that, the other way to learn is that he's talking about he found new candles. That's one gersa. So found new candles would mean you'd have to interpret it in terms of heder mitzvah. Like originally, he was going to do one candle for the entire bias. Then he came across more candles, and now he has 10 candles. So he's going to light 9 more. But the question is, how could he be Mavarach on Hidur Mitzvah? And then he comes across, and it's the last day, and he comes across, he had 10 candles, and he comes across 70 more. Right? Mm-hmm. So then according to the Rambam, on the 70 more, he'd have to be Mavarach again. So the question they ask is, how could he mevarach on hidur mitzvah? So I think we want to. I think we could make. We could possibly answer that question, because it's very interesting. It's something that we said a long time ago. I think we're the only ones that learned that way. The Biskarov definitely does not learn that way. He learns it's a halacha of hidur mitzvah. The only problem is hidur mitzvah is not shlish, and over here it's much more than shlish. So, I don't know what... you got to go through what he says on that. But anyways, what we said was that if you look at the Rambam, he says, V'arotza l'kayim mitzvah min ha-muvchar. So he says, then what does he do? He lights communion on Shea Bias, and every night is Mosef. So the last night he has 80 candles. In the Rambam's case, okay? So what we wanted to say was that it's not really hidur mitzvah. The chachamim were misaking three different ways, three different levels of kiyum. So it's really not, that's why you can't ask a question of hidur mitzvah shlish, because the chachamim were misaking three different levels of kiyum. But the Biskarov has a raya from the Rach, because the Rach says he quotes the Hidur Mitzvah. But I would say, on the surface, I would say that it's true that that concept is generated from Hidur Mitzvah. If there was no concept of Hidur Mitzvah, they couldn't have done it. But they took the Hidur Mitzvah and they put it into the mitzvah, into the Tzuras Mitzvah itself. And that's why there's three different ways. So if that's the case, so if he's going to do it on a higher level, he can make another bracha, because it's a different asiya. Okay.
Sorry about that.